From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. Even though the first-in-the-nation Iowa caucuses are still more than a year away, there was a lot of 2016 presidential talk from Republicans appearing in Des Moines Saturday. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters reports.
A couple dozen speakers took turns outlining their priorities at an all-day event sponsored by Iowa Congressman Steve King and Citizens United. There was Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and many more. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie pointed out many seemed to think he didn't belong with this mostly Tea Party crowd.
That somehow a guy from New Jersey would not be welcomed or understood at the Iowa Freedom Summit. That somehow I'm too loud, that I'm too blunt, and I'm too direct. But let me say this. I've been to Iowa 11 times in the last 5 years.
More establishment Republicans like former Florida Governor Jeb Bush and 2012 GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney both were not there. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.
Two Marines were killed in a helicopter crash Friday at a Southern California base. NPR's Nathan Rott reports that the crash occurred in the late afternoon during a routine training mission.
The Marine Corps says the two Marines died as a result of crash injuries after their helicopter, assigned to the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing, crashed into the desert on the sprawling Marine Corps base at 29 Palms, a few hours east of Los Angeles. They were the only two people aboard. There is no immediate word on the cause of the crash, but an investigation is ongoing. Wing Commander Major General Michael Rocco called the incident a tragic accident in a statement after the crash. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
A powerful blast of Santa Ana winds has toppled trees and power lines in Southern California. The winds gusted over 60 miles an hour, and National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec says the Santa Ana winds pose another danger.
They produce very windy conditions, and often they're very dry also, so there's often a high risk of fires in addition to the high wind damage.
The wind damage is being reported in the San Fernando Valley area and in Riverside County, east of Los Angeles. Kia Motors is recalling over 86,000 Forte sedans in the United States because a cooling fan resistor may overheat and melt, increasing the risk of a fire. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says dealers will replace several parts in the recalled cars. The NHTSA says the South Korean automaker reported several incidents of engine fires that could be linked to the resistor, but no accidents or injuries. Federal agriculture officials say they found avian influenza in a commercial turkey flock in central California. The Stanislaus County facility is quarantined, and birds from the affected flock will not enter the food system. Officials say there's no immediate public health threat. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick says the team followed every rule regarding the footballs used in last Sunday's game against the Indianapolis Colts. Belichick says the team has reenacted the procedure, checking the footballs for texture and feel, and then sending them to game officials to be checked.
Once the footballs were on the field over an extended period of time, in other words, they were adjusted to the climatic conditions and also reached an equilibrium, that they were down approximately 1.5 pounds per square inch.
Belichick says he and his team are now focusing on the Super Bowl Sunday, February 1st. The Transport Workers Union of American Airlines has sued the carrier, saying its members were encouraged to break federal safety laws and lie about it to keep unsafe planes flying. Bill Zeebel with member station KERA in Dallas reports the carrier denies the allegations.
The union says a manager encouraged members to commit maintenance fraud. It also said technicians were pressured to disregard mandatory federal standards and were told not to inspect lightning strikes, despite obvious damage, unless they witnessed the strikes. It also said the carrier discriminated against technicians by keeping a rogues list of those who reported discrepancies. Fort Worth-based American said in a statement that it consistently works with the Federal Aviation Administration so that its maintenance programs, procedures, and safety are second to none. The FAA said it couldn't comment as it investigates the charges, but American said the FAA hasn't mentioned any current critical issues or concerns. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeebel in Dallas.
I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.